This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Article 1, Abuse of Power. The Constitution provides that the House of Representatives shall have the sole power of impeachment, and that the President shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors, in his conduct of the office of President of the United States, and in violation of his constitutional oath faithfully to execute the office of President of the United States, and, to the best of his ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States, and in violation of his constitutional duty to take care that the laws be faithfully executed, Donald J. Trump has abused the powers of the presidency in that, using the powers of his high office, President Trump solicited the interference of a foreign government, Ukraine, in the 2020 United States presidential election. He did so through a scheme or course of conduct that included soliciting the government of Ukraine to publicly announce investigations that would benefit his reelection, harm the election prospects of his political opponent, and influence the 2020 United States presidential
election
to his advantage. President Trump,
right as the broadcast started,
the government of Ukraine to take these steps.
They had the vote 2 minutes ago completed to initiate the official impeachment. Now they're reading the charges into the record.
President Trump engaged in this scheme or
course of conduct. And they're going to vote, the jury, that's the House, is going to vote on these charges.
In so doing, President Trump used the powers of the presidency in a manner that compromised the national security of the United States and undermined the integrity of the United States democratic process. He thus ignored and injured the interests of the nation.
It's a grand jury voting on indictment, basically.
Or course of conduct through the following means. One, President Trump, acting both directly and through his agents within and outside the United States government, corruptly solicited the government of Ukraine to publicly announce investigations into a political opponent, former Vice President Joseph R. Biden, Jr., and B, a discredited theory promoted by Russia, alleging that Ukraine, rather than Russia, interfered in the 2016 United States presidential election. Two, with the same corrupt motives, President Trump, acting both directly and through his agents within and outside the United States government, conditioned two official acts on the public announcements that he had requested. A, the release of $391 million of United States taxpayer
funds. This has only happened a few other times in history.
Bipartisan
count on one hand.
For the purpose of providing vital military and security assistance to Ukraine to oppose Russian aggression and which President Trump had ordered suspended, and B, a head of state meeting at the White House, which the President of Ukraine sought to demonstrate continued United States support for the government of Ukraine in the face of Russian aggression.
Remember a few months ago?
Faced with the public revelation,
folks say this can never happen.
President Trump ultimately released the military and security assistance to the government of Ukraine.
This is treason.
Insisted in openly and corruptly urging and soliciting Ukraine.
As Professor Turley said, what they're doing is the crime.
Benefit. These actions were consistent with President Trump's
previous investigation in the House has been a sham.
Interference in United States elections. In all of this, President Trump abused the powers of the presidency by ignoring and injuring national
Yes, it's going to blow up in their face.
Other vital national interests.
It shows what bold criminals they are and how they need to be stopped.
He has also betrayed the nation by abusing his high office to
Because if Trump and America makes it out of this,
democratic elections.
Without civil unrest that they're pushing for to tear the nation apart, what are they going to pull next?
National security and the Constitution.
They keep escalating the level.
And has acted in a manner grossly incompatible with self-governance and the rule of law. President Trump thus warrants impeachment and trial, removal from office.
Total projection.
Qualification to hold and enjoy any
office. Everything the Democrats are saying.
Profit under the United States.
Is what they've done.
Article 2, obstruction of Congress.
And that's the clerk reading, and it's not him, but those that wrote it, Pelosi, Schiff.
Have the sole power of impeachment, and that the president shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes.
So it's here, folks.
In his conduct of the office of the president of the United
voted
States.
Voted just 5 minutes ago, literally,
oath, faithfully to the office of president
have the vote
of the
today.
States,
and they've got the votes.
To the best of his
so
ability,
it's on.
Preserved
on this Wednesday, December 18th, 2019, global transmission. And we're going to have live coverage of this. as America fights back against the globalists that have hijacked our nation. How dare them claim Trump is against America?
InfoWarsLife.com. 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 You go to that URL, it takes you to the subsection of InfoWarsStore.com where you find the 60-plus products where we've gone out and researched what is the best, what gives people the best results. We either private label it or we develop our own with top developers. And folks, I'm telling you, you can see the difference in me, my energy, my focus. I've lost almost 40 pounds in less than 4 months. It's incredible. So do yourself a favor. Try out the products if you've been on the fence. You can't lose except if you don't take action. Because when you buy the products, you're funding the operation that is always delivering thanks to your support and God's grace and our action. But you need these products. That's the real reason you want to get them, is because they're amazing. And then when you get great results, please tell others about it. Word of mouth. That's how we expand in the face of the NWO instead of imploding. We're fighting to win, and we are winning thanks to you.
As we speak, on this Wednesday, December 18, 2019, just a week before Christmas, the Democratic Party just voted to officially begin the impeachment process in the House and vote later today to send the indictment to the Senate. And they've got a lot of evil garbage and skullduggery up their sleeves. Let's go back to the clerk of the House reading the charge against the president, the charges of obstructing Congress and abuse of power, and then they will vote as a grand jury on the indictment. They will pass it this afternoon, I believe. They have the votes. They say they do. And it will go to the Senate.
Into his own conduct, as well as the unilateral prerogative to deny any and all information to the House of Representatives and the exercise of its sole power of impeachment. In the history of the Republic, no president has ever ordered the complete defiance of an impeachment inquiry or sought to obstruct and impede so comprehensive
Lincoln just had him arrested.
Ability of the House of Representatives to investigate high crimes and
all of this is lies.
This abuse of office served to cover up the president's own repeated misconduct.
When they were having kangaroo secret intelligence committee hearings in the basement that no one can be part of, Trump said, we're not part of this. We're not even invited.
In all of this,
that's obstructing Congress.
In a manner contrary to his trust as president.
You walk into an Australian court, you know, there's no humans, there's kangaroos.
Prejudice of the cause of law and justice.
And that's what this is.
And to the manifest injury of the people of the United States. Wherefore, President Trump, by such conduct, has demonstrated that he will remain a threat to the Constitution if allowed to remain in office, and has acted in a manner grossly incompatible with self-governance and the rule of law. President Trump thus warrants impeachment.
And again, they're trying to overthrow the Bill of Rights and Constitution. They're trying to overthrow our election and stop him getting reelected next year.
Or profit under the United States.
He's done. That's 320 days out.
Pursuant to House Resolution 767, the amendment in the nature of a substitute recommended by the Committee on Judiciary is adopted. The resolution shall be debatable for 6 hours, equally divided and controlled by the chair and ranking member of the Committee on the Judiciary or their respective designees. The gentleman from New York, Mr. Nadler, and the gentleman from Georgia, Mr. Collins, each will control 3 hours. The chair now recognizes the gentleman from New York, Mr. Nadler.
Madam Speaker, I ask unanimous consent that all members may have 5 legislative days in which to revise and extend their remarks and insert extraneous material on H. Res. 755.
Without objection, so ordered.
Madam Speaker, I now yield 1 minute to the distinguished Speaker of the House.
Gentlelady, distinguished Speaker is recognized for 1 minute.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I thank the gentleman for yielding.
This is history.
Leadership in helping us honor the Constitution of the United States. I also extend my gratitude to Chairman Schiff, who will be
American flags.
Presiding later.
She loves America.
My colleagues, this morning and every morning, when we come together,
it's all about us.
Rise and pledge.
Trying to get our government back, and the government's been hijacked.
Every
and the
day,
globalists are the ones trying to destroy the country, telling us our president is totally for the country.
Officials and
he may make mistakes, but damn it, he is the president, and he cares about the country. He's trying to get control of our country back from these scumbags. And then they're up there saying that he's against America and that we're against it. You're a damn lying witch, Pelosi. Damn you to hell.
To the republic for which it stands.
Oh, my God.
One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now she's pledging
the
allegiance.
The republic for which it stands is what we are here to talk
America's
about.
America's not buying this.
A republic.
This is a sham.
We can keep it. We gather today under the dome of this temple of democracy.
It's a republic if you can keep it. They're the ones getting rid of the country.
The impeachment of the President of the United States.
No borders, no walls, no USA at all.
Politics comes to Congress to
MS-13 are God's children.
In front of us, as our first act,
America was never great, never be that great.
Stood on this historic House floor before our beautiful American flag and raised our hands in this sacred oath.
Three quarters of Americans say they hate Nancy Pelosi, even in their skewed polls. That's out in a new poll.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic. So help me God. For 230 years, members have taken that sacred oath, which makes us custodians of the Constitution.
By the way, they're taking God out of everything. They're attacking Christmas. It's all over the news. The left attacked the Supreme Court justice for saying Merry Christmas. They said, look at how he used that hate word. Now they want to ban that word. That's mainstream news today.
Starting with the sacred words, we the people.
Antifa just attacked the big nativity scene in Europe.
To defend democracy for the people.
Oh, for the people.
But very sadly now, our founders' vision of a republic is under threat from actions from the White House.
Oh, the republic is under threat from Trump. Oh.
Speaker of the House, I solemnly and sadly open the debate on the impeachment of the President of the United States.
And again, if you're a radio listener, she has a big American flag poster up.
It is tragic.
And it says, to the republic for which it stands, when everything they're doing is about destroying the republic.
No choice. What we are discussing today is the established fact that the president violated the Constitution. It is a matter of fact that the president is an ongoing threat to our national security and the integrity of our elections.
What did Senator Blumenthal and all the rest of them say? He said, for America to survive, Alex Jones must be taken off the air. Senator Wyden said the same thing. Senator Murphy said the same thing. I must be taken off to save America. Yeah, right.
Though a sad one, I submit these documents for the record and commend them for students to study.
To save America, Trump must be removed.
What we are discussing today is the established fact that the president, again, violated the Constitution.
By the way, okay, that's enough for now. We'll come back to more of it. And the Republican response, we'll have a lot of this today throughout the next 3-4 hours while these debates are happening. But you're seeing history unfold right now. So they've had a lot of talking points. Quid pro quo, then it's no one's above the law. Now it's established fact. Established fact. Established fact that he worked against American interest and that he obstructed Congress and that he abused his power. Established fact. Established fact. Polly want a cracker. Polly want a cracker. Polly want a cracker. You're going to hear that so many times it's going to make you want to jump off a cliff. And there's so much other insane news. I mean, the left is saying arrest people that say Eskimo, fire people that say nerd. Or geek. I mean, and they're doing it. There's a reign of terror by these people. And they're trying to shut us down because they know InfoWars is the tip of the spear. But listen, folks, here's the exciting thing. You are spreading the word, and people are looking for the truth more than ever. So they have turned InfoWars into what it's always really been, the voice of America, a Paul Revere outfit raising the alarm, and they've really let people know, hey, I'm not supposed to listen to that. So in ways, InfoWars is more influential than ever, but we don't reach new people without you spreading the word, and we don't get to reach those people to keep our operations going without you buying products. And listen, now is the time to do your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. I know a lot of you probably procrastinated. Well, no need to go fight the big lines or the traffic. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. And here's a shot for TV viewers. This is from UPS. And it's similar with USPS. This is everywhere in the U.S. as of this morning. One-day delivery, basically half the United States. Two-day delivery, almost all the other areas. Three-day delivery to Alaska and Hawaii. You order today, you get it in 3 days. You order by Friday, you get it well before Christmas. InfoWarsStore.com. And you can deliver it to whoever you want as gifts. And in the comment section when you check out, just write them a letter, write them a note, or send them an email and say, hey, a package is coming. And it's got 5 to 15 bumper stickers in each order, depending on how big it is. Got some little booklets and things, and it's all the great products, books, films, water filter, air filtration, the best systems, non-GMO heirloom seeds, the great supplements. Give somebody some Brain Force, some Turbo Force, some protein bars.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but 4 free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get 4 free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your 4 free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
December 18th, 2019, on this Wednesday, the House of Representatives, controlled by Democrats, publicly committed to the destruction, the very existence of the United States of America, have just initiated debate on the impeachment, only the third time in history, of a president. That president is Donald John Trump. His only crime is loving his country and fighting against all odds to lead a populist movement against the tyrants and to restore the republic. This is not fantasy. This is really happening in the Twilight Zone. Let's go to Congressman Representative Doug Collins responding to Nancy Pelosi.
Leave it to the voters. I will tell you right now, Madam Speaker, we on the Republican side have no problem taking our case to the majority and to the people of this country because they elected Donald Trump, and it is a matter for the voters, not this House, not in this way, not in the way this is being done. It has trampled everything this House believes in. I said it yesterday, and I believe it to be this true today. I will fight this on process, which has been deplorable, to use a word of the majority. It has been awful. The calendar and the clock make it impressive that we actually do it quickly. We don't care about rules. We don't care about minority hearing days. We don't care about giving the opportunity for witnesses to be called because the chairman gets to determine what is relevant. Wow, that's pretty good. Let the accuser determine what is relevant to the one being accused. The people of America see through this. The people of America understand due process, and they understand when it is being trampled in the people's house. You see, it's also not a matter of process, which will be discussed today. It's a matter of actual facts. I will fight the facts all day long. Because what we found here today is a president who did not do as being charged. In fact, they had to go to abuse of power, this amorphous term that you're going to hear many, many arguments about how that abuse of power, except for one thing. The call itself, the two parties say no pressure. Nothing was ever done to get the money. In fact, they didn't even know the money was held. But there is something that very much bothers me about the facts. There were five meetings, we'll hear about those today, in which it was never a linkage made. There was one witness that is depended on over 600 times in the majority's report that in the end, after question, had to say, well, that was my presumption of what was happening. You see, this is an impeachment based on presumption. This is an impeachment, basically also a poll-tested impeachment on what actually sells to the American people. Today's going to be a lot of things. What it is not is fair. What it is not is about the truth. What is true today, and I just heard it just a moment ago in the articles themselves where it said, and the speaker, I believe, actually talked about this as well, is that the president weakened a foreign leader. You know what the truth of the matter is? That's maybe the most interesting and deplorable thing that I've heard over the last few weeks is the actual attack by the majority on President Zelensky. Because they realize their whole crux of their case is that if he was not pressured, their house of cards falls. And by the way, it's already failed. But if we can't pressure, show pressure, then we either have to call him a liar, a world leader, or we have to make up names to call him. And that's exactly what happened in the Judiciary Committee when a member of the majority actually said he's acting or they're complaining to a battered wife. That is below the dignity of this body. To take a world leader, and when he doesn't make your case for you, to belittle him. Especially, as is going to be often said by the majority, that they're in the middle of a hot war with Russia. You see, President Trump actually did give them offensive weapons. President Trump did nothing wrong. We're going to talk about that all day long today. We went on process and we went on facts. Why? Because the American people will see through this. But before I close this first part, I will have to recognize that even the Senate, the minority leader in the Senate, recognizes that the House did not do their job. because he can't make the case to his own members, so he's having to ask for witnesses, ask for more time. You see, and even yesterday, it was sort of funny. I thought it hilarious. The minority leader in the Senate went out and did a press conference and said, they denied my witnesses. They denied my request. Well, welcome to the club, Mr. Schumer. That's exactly what's happened over here for the last 3 months.
Amen.
So today, we're going to talk a lot about impeachment. We're going to talk a lot about a president. And we're going to talk about two articles of impeachment. Abuse of power, because they can't actually pin anything of factual basis on him. The president did nothing wrong in this issue. And then they're going to talk about obstruction of Congress. You know, obstruction of Congress, as I've said before, is like petulant children saying we didn't get our way when we didn't ask the right way and we didn't actually go after it and try to make a case. You know why, Madam Speaker? The clock and the calendar are terrible masters. And the majority will own that problem today, because to the clock and the calendar, facts don't matter.
All right, this is live coverage of the historic
is a promise kept.
Impeachment of President Trump. You know they're going to pass it this afternoon. They already have the votes. We're going to be going back and forth, showing mainly what the Republicans have to say, because the Democrats just repeat the same garbage over and over again. But we'll show some of what the Democrats have to say. What we're really going to do is take your phone calls, because they want outfits like this silenced, because they don't want you having a voice. Well, you have a voice. And it's a voice you amplify when you spread the word about it, and when you pray for it, when you support it. So I want to take your calls on this historic event and where you think it's going and what they're going to pull in the Senate. Did you just hear them? It's true. Now they want more time in the Senate because they don't want to pull back impeachment, but they want to drag it out longer, hoping something pops up. Well, they know what they're going to pop up. More allegations against the president that won't be inside the Senate trial, but will, they believe, add weight to that he's a villain. Get ready. We're not out of the woods yet. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539 on impeachment. We're taking your phone calls on this Wednesday edition. Now, I want to show TV viewers this map, and I want to talk about it for radio listeners. This is a map that shows what's happening with UPS, very similar to USPS. And most of the country is one-day delivery, as you can see. Some parts of the country are two-day delivery, but all the country, from Alaska to the great state of Hawaii, is three-day. That's today. So that means you order today, you get it Saturday in Hawaii. If you order by Friday, you'll still get it before Christmas. So do your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. Help fund the operation, and you can send gifts from the shopping cart as well. Just put in the note there at checkout, a note to your friends or family, and then you're funding the InfoWar, not fighting traffic, and not funding the globalists. And we've got some of the best deals ever with double Patriot points, store-wide free shipping, and the 12 days of Christmas going right now. I guess we're to like the ninth day of Christmas, because it only counts up until Friday to guarantee delivery before Christmas. And right now, 60% off the great nootropic, mental stamina is what I call it, Rainforest Plus. 30% off Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste, fortified colloidal silver, iodine, and tea tree. You get a combo of two tubes, it's 50% off. 60% off Knockout, 60% off Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 60% off Ultra 12. It's amazing. 50% off all of the apparel, 60% off Turbo Force, 60% off Ultimate Krill Oil, and there's even more new specials in the next few days, like Alpha Power, Stamina, Libido, Energy, even stronger than Supermill Vitality. Some people like Supermill Vitality better. It's apples and oranges. It's 60% off. InfoWarsStore.com. The Krill Oil, all of it. This is how we fund the operation. But these are great products that you really should try, like Turbo Force. Try the Turbo Force. We'll be right back with this historic event, your phone calls, and more. Stay with us. It's too late to order Christmas presents in most areas of the United States for your friends and your family. But it's not too late to do it for yourself and to keep the InfoWar on the air and stronger than ever. Everybody who watches the show can see that I've lost almost 40 pounds. I'm more focused.
I'm the best I've ever been. And you know why that is? I said 4 months ago, I'm going to religiously take all the products because I've never taken all of them. And then I always forget to take them, and I see my stamina, my energy, everything plunge. When I do take the products, the X2, the X3, the bodies, and all the other great products like the bone broth, you name it, my life is so much better. The probiotics, the Myco ZX, it's incredible. These things have changed my life. They've changed so many others, but it's a total 360 win because it funds the InfoWar, so you can't lose unless you don't take action. Step to the plate, give yourself the gift of health, InfoWarsLife.com. Take action.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Fortunne tanto vorrà, si dirà chi posso servis, fortunne amici vorrà, su tra i preferis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
History is happening. Yes, impeachment is backfiring. They've got tricks up their sleeves. The Democrats want to extend the Senate trial. My gut told me they would do that. I said that weeks ago. Trump wants to extend it so he has time to have his witnesses and expose them. But you see, they're going to sneak attack with more women saying they got raped. They're going to sneak attack with claiming N-words were said. None of it's going to be true. I've experienced the same stuff. They have a playbook. And just watch At first, they wanted to have it done by Christmas. Now, I think it's going to probably go on past Christmas, maybe even to the new year. What is your take on it? I really respect it. Don't just say that. I'm always blown away by angles that listeners come up with that help me get a better picture. We're having a big open boardroom discussion here together. We're going to go to your phone calls, 877-789-2539. We've got live coverage going, but just during the break, I was watching Congressman Sensenbrenner. He was making some good points. Here he is.
Bribery or other high crimes and misdemeanors. Unlike the Nixon and Clinton cases, there are no allegations that the president has committed a crime. We've had almost 3 years of nonstop investigations. We've had the Mueller report, we've had the Schiff investigation, we've had the Nadler investigation, and at no time is there any evidence that indicates that Donald J. Trump violated any criminal statute of the United States. So why are we here? We're here because the majority caucus, the Democratic caucus, has been hijacked by the radical left. They have wanted to reverse the course of the 2016 election ever since Donald J. Trump won that election. So let's look at these two phony articles of impeachment. First of all, abuse of power. The phone call in question had the president say, "Our country has been through a lot. I want you to do us a favor, not me a favor, us a favor." And there he was referring to our country, the United States of America, not a personal political gain. He was not afraid to let this transcript go public, and he released the transcript almost immediately after the call. Now, the second article, impeachment, obstruction of Congress. It basically says that unless the president gives us everything we want and when we want it, then he's committed an impeachable offense. That's a bunch of bunk. The president has certain individual and privileges by virtue of his office. Whenever there's been a dispute between the executive and legislative branches heretofore, they've gone to court. And the Supreme Court a couple weeks ago said they would take jurisdiction over deciding whether the president had to comply with one subpoena relating to his tax returns. Now here, the Democrats have been bent to impeach the president of the United States before the court decides this. And this means that there's a rush job to do this. And why is there? Because they want to influence the 2020 elections. And they spent 3 years doing it. They spent millions of taxpayers' dollars, including the Mueller report, putting together this impeachment. And they also have had this Congress wrapped around impeachment and not doing their jobs until the dam broke this week. Stop this charade. Vote no, and I yield back.
Years back, the gentleman from New York.
All right, that was just minutes ago. We've got live coverage of it, but I wanted you to hear what Sensenbrenner said because it was absolutely on target, 100% true. Now, I know the audience knows that, but we've got to look beneath the surface here. Remember, 3 months ago, everybody said, "Alex, you're wrong. They're never going to bring forward impeachment on the stupid Ukraine thing. Nobody will buy that. It's going to be unpopular." Because their own focus group showed that, especially going into an election year. And they've already lied about Trump and been caught so many times that anybody with half a brain knew this was not a good idea. So why are they doing it? Because what Sensenbrenner just said, the radical Marxist-Leninist left that literally hates America, that's funded by the big foundations that are tax-exempt offshore robber barons who want to break up nation states and make us dysfunctional, it's all admitted by them, have financed this through colleges. I've got stacks of articles today and from yesterday I didn't get to where colleges are kicking people out if they're in class and they teach whites are inherently evil. And if you get up and say, that's racist, you're kicked out.
People are now offended by regular scientific words. Two men were fired from a state-funded project in Canada for simply pointing out, oh, here comes some Eskimos. That's what they're called. But the name Eskimo, people were offended because two white men who'd worked there for decades who were doing construction work talked about Eskimo in a private conversation. That's why they don't call it the Chinese New Year. The left said 20 years ago, oh, saying Chinese New Year hurts Chinese. They invented the calendar for the Chinese New Year. It's called the Chinese New Year, like the Gregorian calendar. Comes from what, the Romans? You know, the Ten Commandments is Jewish. It doesn't hurt Jews to say that. They're just making language and normal words offensive so that the people are scared of knowledge. And so these colleges are so dangerous now, and now it's permeating out into the compliance officers and the human resources departments and sensitivity training that is to create chips on the shoulders where America and the West cannot even operate. Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch just appeared on Fox and Friends this morning making a point to parrot the Merry Christmas talking point of the GOP. Is he willing to go on Fox and throw a shout out for Republican narratives? If he is able to, what else is he willing to do? Now, that's not a Twilight Zone joke like, in the year 2019, writers for Playboy would go on a thing called Twitter and say that saying the word Christmas is evil. In Canada, in Australia, in England, in Texas, I see articles all the time where little kids hand out Christmas cards. And the school admonishes them and says, separation of church and state. Separation of church and state is you don't have the government saying one religion. A child can hand out Harry Potter cards, or they can hand out Christian cards. But it's only Christians they're blocking. England's banning Christmas cards in schools, saying it hurts the earth. But all other papers, okay. There is a war on the word mother and father. There is a war on Christ in Christmas. They would always try to deny that. Now they admit that. This is a cult beyond anything we've ever seen. In China and in Russia under the Soviet Union, they made it the winter festival and tried to bring Christmas out of it and used Santa Claus and pushed him in there as well. Santa Claus wasn't popular till the 30s when Coca-Cola popularized the guy in a red suit with the black boots and the big belly. But now they even want that gone because it has some connection to Christ. Oh, and Santa Claus is white. We'll come back, go to your phone calls, cover all of this. It just shows what a dangerous cult. They're a revolutionary group. So this is just a warm-up for them. It's about dividing the country even if they fail. And they're going to pull some big tricks during the Senate trial.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day. Did you know that perhaps as many as 50,000 disabled veterans have student loan debt? Are you one of them? Did you know that the president has issued an order not only to forgive the debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker and get it done now? So here's your veterans tip of the day. If you are disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. If you have been struggling with making the loan payments, you might be eligible to have your loans be forgiven, and there will be no federal income tax liability for the forgiven loan amounts. Contact your local VA center or go to va.gov for more information on how you can get this student loan paid in full. You have the courage to get an education. Paying off your loans is just another way for us to say thank you for your service. This has been Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Pamela Jayapal, the same one that says men just need to shut up. Men are inherently evil themselves. Here she is calling for Trump's impeachment. They've just voted to initiate the impeachment. It'll be passed by this evening for only, what, the third or fourth time in history. Here it is.
But if President Trump truly cared about corruption, then he would have listened to the talking points that were prepared by the National Security Council on anti-corruption. He did not. In fact, on those two calls with President Zelensky, he never mentioned the word corruption. He did not abide by the Department of Defense's own recommendation that Ukraine had passed all the anti-corruption benchmarks, and he didn't listen to the unanimous conclusion of all of his top advisors that he must release that aid to Ukraine. He did release the aid in 2017.
Let's not listen to any more of this. I mean, can you imagine what America will look like if globalists like this get full control of it? We'll look like every blue city. Needles, homeless, feces, mental illness, children being taught by pedophiles how to get kidnapped and murdered. We're going to take your phone calls on this historic event. We have Ezra Levant of Rebel Media with a lot of big news, riding shotgun with us starting at the bottom of the next hour. He's going to interview me for his show. You've got the War Room coming up with Owen Schroyer, knocking it out of the park. He'll have live coverage. This debate's going to go on until this evening. They're talking about 3 hours of debate on both sides, but by the time you've got 6 hours, I would imagine that they're going to be up to about 6 o'clock this evening, Central, maybe 5 or 6 Eastern, maybe 7 Central. So we'll extend War Room coverage tonight right into that fourth hour, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I want to take your calls right through the balance of the show. We'll continue to have snippets of what's happening. Now, let's go to some live feeds right now as the Republicans are going to another speaker. Here it is.
It is the gravest. At this time, it is my pleasure to yield a minute and a half to the gentlewoman from West Virginia. This gentlelady is recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise in opposition of H.R. 755. Today is a disappointing day. It is the day my colleagues...
An absolute political circus, simply because they don't like the man occupying the White House. Many Democrats have been intent on impeaching the president since the day he took office. Their actions are clearly motivated by hatred for President Trump. This impeachment vote today is the next step in their long-held plan to remove him from office. The partisan impeachment investigation run by the House Intelligence Committee was unnecessarily held behind closed doors in a room designed...
Despite the commitment of many of our colleagues to obstruct the Trump administration's agenda at every turn, our country continues to succeed. In this body, however, we have not been able to deliver on what Americans want and need. We still have not finished securing our border. The opioid epidemic still rages in our communities. Our infrastructure is still in dire need of an overhaul, and we still have not reached a bipartisan resolution on drug pricing. If Congress hadn't spent the last year stuck in a divisive, ugly, partisan impeachment debacle, think of what we could have done. The lives that could have been saved, the communities that could have been improved, the crisis on our southern border ended, and the positive work that we should do for our country. But we didn't, all because of divisive political theatrics. Congress can do better than this, and America deserves better. I yield back my time.
The gentlelady yields back, and the gentleman from Georgia reserves. The gentleman from New York.
Mr. Speaker, I now yield 2 minutes to the distinguished gentleman from Rhode Island, Mr. Cicilline.
The gentleman is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, I rise in support of the articles of impeachment against Donald J. Trump, the 45th President of the United States. Mr. Speaker, no one runs for Congress to impeach a president, but this president has left us no choice. President Trump abused the enormous powers of his office when he solicited foreign interference for the purpose of helping him in his reelection campaign in 2020. The president betrayed our national security and undermined the security of our elections when he put his own personal political interests ahead of the interests of our country. He tried to cheat to win re-election. And this wasn't an attack on Vice President Biden. This was an attack on our democracy. And if we do not hold the president accountable today, we will no longer live in a democracy. We will live in a dictatorship where any future president will be free to abuse their office in order to get re-elected.
Ladies and gentlemen, what globalism is private interest getting control through the bureaucracies, controlling the politicians, and then selling out the people's interest to multinational corporations. That's what they stand for. And the idea that the president's becoming a dictator because the president of another country brought up Joe Biden bragging, how he said, you fire that prosecutor investigating my son, or I'm going to hold $1 billion up. I said, you got 6 hours. And he did what I told him to do. I mean, should I play that clip again? I don't think anybody needs me to play that clip again. But maybe we should, because you see Twitter and Facebook and YouTube try to block videos of Joe Biden and of Trump ads showing that, and they call them deceptive. Just like when Jim Acosta grabbed the microphone back and shoved the young lady in the White House, they said that we doctored the tape for zooming in on it so you could see it closer.
That's not doctoring, as the president said. So again, a total wall of lies. What is this distracting us from, though, while we're watching this? Well, it's not talking about the corruption of the Democrats, is it? And if the American people don't come out in giant numbers and get control of the House again, and if the Republicans lay there like they did before when they had the House and the Senate and do nothing in the first 2 years, then God help us. Because these people are revolutionaries. They're trying to overthrow our country. They're trying to destroy our republic. They're going for broke. We're not the ones that escalated to this point. Let's see what Representative from Alabama, Mike Rogers, is talking about.
On this hoax and put our nation first. That's exactly what President Trump is doing. The United States has record low unemployment, historic performance in the stock market. President Trump is rewriting failed trade deals of the past to put America first. He's rebuilding our military. He helped create the Space Force, and the list goes on. I implore my colleagues to end this spectacle now. I yield back.
Gentleman yields back. The gentleman reserves. Gentleman from New York, Mr. Nadler.
Mr. Speaker, I'm hearing a lot from my colleagues on the other side of the aisle, except a defense of President Trump's conduct, which is indefensible. I now yield 2 minutes to the distinguished gentleman from Florida, Mr. Deutsch.
The gentleman from Florida is recognized.
Some say this impeachment is about 8 lines in a call transcript.
This
but
guy
so much
one of the
more.
Biggest liars I've ever
this
seen.
This is about a scheme that lasted months and involved.
He says that I say nobody died.
Look at the evidence. Look at
in Parkland, Florida. I never said that.
Text messages, emails, calls, and meetings way back in May. The president.
That's enough. I can't listen to any more of it. We're going to go to your phone calls right when we come back. Jack, William, Matt, Caleb, Levi, Danny, Justin, Javon, Gina, James. Bam, 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 bam. I am getting better about taking calls. I really appreciate you all calling in. And so now we're going to take hour after hour after hour of phone calls today. Mike Adams will be hosting the fourth hour, as I told you, the War Room with Owen Schroyer. He's going to extend out tonight with Savannah Hernandez and others, doing a great job co-hosting. And we've got all the footage of Owen going down to two different impeach Trump rallies in Austin, and incredible footage of Savannah being attacked by leftists physically, Owen being attacked, bottles being thrown at them. It's getting insane. It's getting absolutely, totally, and completely out of control. But that's because these people have been taught in the universities that they have a right to rule, and that America sucks, that they're the saviors that are going to redistribute everything and save us. We're going to go to break. Please don't forget that InfoWars is strong. We're reaching people. We're doing great things thanks to your help. But the department we're not as strong in is financials. I want to expand in 2020. So I'm doing things like spending my meager savings to make sure we can do it, because I've got to go all in. I can't sit here and watch these people continue to do this. But it makes it so much easier if you just do your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. 12 days of Christmas right now. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, massive special up to 75% off on apparel, on books, on films.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
Pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.